room.
What's the cup for?
Ah,
we're
having a draw as well.
Oh,
it is. It's a full-on show.
It's going to be like a board game.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
It's just like watching, playing a board game, only, you know.
So how is this actually working? So
I will explain this. I'll do the Leonardson thing. Well, you can be Heidi Klum.
I'm going to fuck. We're on our way. We are on 22. Hello and welcome. This is the Odd Job Pod. This is a very special edition of the Odd Job Pod because we're doing something which, frankly, everybody's always wanted to do, which is what is the best James Bond film? But obviously, we're not going to do them just by discussing that. We're going to do the World Cup of James Bond films. The World Cup.
Yes.
I mean, exactly. What can be better than a good World Cup? Everybody loves a World Cup. Now, obviously, there are rules to this draw. So, joining me on the World Cup as official arbiters of the James Bond World Cup of James Bond is Terry DeFallin, and your explanator of the draw, the UEFA official, if you will, is Graham Sibley. Graham, please explain to us, how will this draw work?
Well, I'm very glad you asked me that, Garrick. This World Cup is going to be drawn out exactly the same way as the 1982 World Cup was.
That's so the Football World Cup.
The Football World Cup.
Not the World Cup of James Bond. Yeah,
that's right. No. There's been a billion James Bond World Cup
obviously,
up until now.
And we chose that because, obviously, FIFA decided when they made the film of the tournament that they would have Sean Connery to actually narrate it. And I thought, well, this would be quite good. During the commentary, Sean was actually quite sort of, he was quite abrasive about the format of the tournament. So I thought this would be quite good to see if he actually benefits from the format. So, but it is two group stages. So we have a group stage of six groups of four films. Two of the films will come out from each of those groups to another group stage. Four groups of three. Each of those four groups, one winner will come into a semi-final, and those semi-finals will result in the finals.
And don't worry, listeners, if you're confused on that, a slightly drunk Graham Norton will be along later to give sarcastic commentary on it.
We have separated the films into four parts. Part one is the films of the 60s. From Dr. No to On Her Majesty's Secret Service. They're all there. Part two is the films of the 70s and one of the 80s. It's the films that go from
Live and Let Die,
Live and Let Die up to For Your Eyes Only.
For Your Eyes Only.
So, Terry, you can tell me the next one then, which is the 80s and the 90s, which goes from Octopussy
up to
The World Is Not Enough.
It actually goes up to Tomorrow Never Dies.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then the next part is the rest of them, is it?
So the next part is the ones from the 2000s. Plus
the Daniel Craig ones.
Plus, yeah, you were right because The World Is Not Enough was in the 90s, but it for our purposes.
All right, we've bumped The World Is Not Enough into.
So basically,
the
2000s. What we've got is we've got the 60s, oil crisis, end of the Cold War, post 9/11.
Post 9/11.
Yeah.
Well, just moderately pre
9/11. Moderately, yeah. So that's how it's going to work.
Straddling the 9/11 period.
But that's how we're going to work. That's how we're going to work out the. So we've got the draw to come first.
Okay.
So
we do have a live studio audience this evening.
We do indeed. So, and they're massively interested. All of them.
They are massively interested, as they are always to be.
As I said, they will be holding up signs saying applause at various points.
Applause at various points. But okay. Terry, may I ask you to draw the first name out of the hat?
Goldfinger.
Goldfinger, first out of the hat.
Golf, big hitter. First drawn out. And Goldfinger goes into Graham.
Into group one.
Group one for Goldfinger. Well, that's an interesting. So,
Gary, I think you're drawing the next one.
Yeah. It's horrible. I did a similar thing. I did a slimming.
The Spy Who Loved Me.
Wow.
Oh, this bloody could be hell. The group of death. Group of death.
Already.
I mean, this
already.
Is...
You can see how these things are going to go.
Yeah. In a few months.
Wow.
Anne, from the audience, can you draw the this one for group one?
This is Anne drawing this out. I'm just
saying. Tomorrow
Never Dies. I don't think he's going to do very well in this group, I'm afraid.
Poor Pierce Brosnan's cannon. It could take a hit in this.
I liked Pierce as Bond.
I like Pierce, but his cannon doesn't hold up.
Sandra, can you pick up one?
Hopefully, what the other guy hits. I just stopped to know I'm running out of here. The world is not enough.
Not Dr. No. No. Mercifully for
Can
you.
Can I start singing it, no?
If you want to, yes, of course.
Can I pick one?
Yeah.
Yes.
In a second.
So what happens now?
So, we did group one here. For recap. Group one is Goldfinger, The Spy Who Loved Me, Tomorrow Never Dies, and The World Is Not Enough. Double Brosnan in there.
Double Brosnan.
That's a double Brosnan. Did he get
Brosnan.
Moved to another group then,
right? Yeah. I'm not going to do that. I think this is going to be far too much.
Okay, Zoe, I think you have to pick one out because she's expressed
Zoe, anxiety. Zoe, you can pick out the first one in group two.
Okay. From Russia with Love.
Ooh. Ooh. Is that for me? Thank you.
Boys, slow Jim.
Yes, please.
Okay.
So, next one. Terry. Oh, Graham. Sorry. Obviously, this is the bit in the UEFA draw where everybody gets a bit.
Diamonds are forever.
So, that's a...
Double Connery. Double Connery in this group.
Double Brosnan in group one. Yeah, double Connery in group two. They're, I mean, this, you've got to say...
Really?
It's an interesting trend.
Terry.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Graham. Slow gin.
Oh, yes, please. I'll have some slow gin.
Don't feel obliged to whisper.
No.
No.
Normally we have nachos delivered by stage.
Terry.
Is Gary gone?
Mm.
He's got one already, my
friend. For an hour or two.
Oh, yeah.
License to Kill.
License to Kill.
The first Dalton to be drawn tonight.
No.
Second Dalton. License to Kill.
It's not our carpet much longer.
Okay.
The carpet's so gross.
These are quite cute
little.
It is.
I'm
gonna keep them as well.
Casino Royale.
Boom. Ooh. Smack.
Wow. I mean, I think these are all tough groups. Two very. That one I think is almost a tougher group than group one.
Yeah.
So group two is From Russia with Love, Diamonds Are Forever, License to Kill, and Casino Royale.
I like Flamingo.
Okay.
Life.
I think there are stronger groups. I think group one is stronger.
Group three.
On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Lazenby goes into group three.
Ba ba ba. Moonraker.
Good work showing it up to the camera as well.
I've never heard of that movie before.
Have you not heard of Moonraker? It's the one that comes after Spy Who Loved Me.
And it involves. It's set in Venice. It involves a knife thrower.
It's set in Venice. Yeah, and a double taking pigeon as well.
Which actor?
Roger Moore.
Oh.
Eyebrows.
May he rest in peace indeed.
Yes, this is you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. A View to Kill.
A View to a Kill.
Ooh, double Moore. So we've got a double Brosnan group, a double Connery group, and a double
Derby
Moore.
Then. Yeah.
Yeah, the Moore Derby.
The much hated Moore Derby.
This is Sheila.
Right, here we go. And we've got Quantum of Solace.
Ooh.
Quantum of Solace.
Well, I think this is one of those slightly outsider groups. Everybody would go, well, we're not really interested in looking at this.
Do you think so?
So I think there's a lot of depth.
These are the afternoon kickoffs, aren't they?
So we have Honor Majesty's Secret Service, Moonraker, A View to a Kill, and Quantum of Solace.
We could have an outlier there in the second stage.
There could be a winner from there.
Yeah. There could be a winner from there.
I reckon there's going to be a winner from there. If I've got anything to do with it, there'll be a winner from there.
A lot of debate going on here. Terry, you're going to kick off Group 4. Group 4, yes, exactly. From that group, yeah.
You only live twice, or so it seems.
Soundtrack seems to go really well with that.
It's almost as if it was planned that way.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Gary?
The Man with the Golden Gun.
It's the ones with the big titles I have to write down now.
See, they never had this problem when they just had balls coming out in
this,
the football.
This
balls?
Never happened to the other fella.
Just
balls?
Balls cue.
Balls cue.
The Living Daylights.
Ooh, a good choice.
Living Daylights. Best song.
It's the Aha one.
Aha did the soundtrack to Living Daylights. And it's probably one of the best Bond theme tunes.
Yeah, I think it's well up there.
It is. It's certainly. Well, we'll pick it out later. Go on, Sandra. What's this one?
Die Another Day. Madonna.
Wow. Madonna.
Nice.
Tip.
Okay, here we go. We've got.
Okay, right. So,
I'll let Terry read this.
You Only Live Twice, Man with the Golden Gun, The Living Daylights, and Die Another Day.
A lot of days in that.
Yeah, a lot of days in that one.
There is a lot of days in that.
Group of the days.
Interesting. So we've got group 5 now, and I think it's going to be Zoe to kick this one off.
Okay. Thunderball.
Thunderball.
Ooh, Thunderball.
Mid Connery coming out there to head up the group.
We're done with the slow jams.
Yay, thank you. Mm-hmm. See that? Yeah.
For your eyes only.
What were you saying about lunchtime kickoffs?
Imagine if she still saw her favourites.
Terry.
That we didn't drink
them. Yeah.
Octopussy.
Terry.
Spectre.
Ooh. General, this is actually quite an interesting group. Oh, this is a fascinating group, this one. Look at that one.
So group 5 is Thunderball, For Your Eyes Only, Octopussy, and Spectre.
Thunderball and Octopussy going up together like they did in 83.
There's only one winner out of that group. That is the...
We've got to draw the sixth team out.
There's no way. There's only one winner out of that group.
And you've got to go through the rigmarole of pulling out the one of this hat, which
Doctor
is
No.
Doctor No. Oh,
Doctor No. Thank God Sandra didn't get to draw out that. That would have been awful.
Worst day at school ever. Oh. Live and let die.
Live and let
die. Oh, my word.
I should have waited. Live and let die.
So come on. Unfortunately, we can't have that same.
Golden Eye.
This is bloody up. Group of death. This is actually turning up right now.
Yeah. Oh yeah, this is tough.
Because I think
the final one, we know what's coming out in the final one.
It's got to be Skyfall, isn't it?
Has to be Skyfall.
It's got
to
be Skiffle, and thankfully it is Skiffle.
Skyfall.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, well, so group 1 and group 6 are...
There are many tough groups. So, Should we start? Group 1.
In 1.
Group 1 is Goldfinger, The Spy Who Loved Me, Tomorrow Never Dies, and The World Is Not Enough. Mm. So.
So, who's going to finish top?
What is the order? What is the order of group one? So let's remind ourselves one more time.
I think what we need to do is we need to say who each individual think is going to be the best film there.
Okay.
Each one of those, and then we'll
do we have to choose top two, is it?
No. We just choose one each because then we can say if all three of us pick the same one, then obviously that's...
Okay, well, I'm going for Spy Who Loved Me out of that group.
I'm going for Goldfinger.
I'm going for Goldfinger as well.
So,
fine. I think what we should do there is we should say that Goldfinger is top. And Spy Who Loved Me second.
Yep. That works for me.
And okay. just to complete the group, where would we... Tomorrow Never Dies and The World Is Not Enough.
Well, The World Is Not Enough goes above Tomorrow Never... No, sorry. Tomorrow Never Dies goes third and World Is Not Enough is bottomed by an absolute street.
Yes. I would agree with that. I would agree with that. They are the key weight of that group. They really are. Yeah. I'm more than happy enough with that.
So Brosnan knocked out.
Alas.
Double Brosnan group does not survive.
Doesn't mean we don't love him.
No.
It just means that we think his films are shit. We think that film's shit.
As I said, I thought Brosnan's canon might suffer here.
Okay.
So.
Guys.
Yes.
Cognac.
Yes. Sorry.
Vodka, all the way from Poland.
Polish vodka. Polish vodka.
Polish vodka.
Or...
Amaretto!
Only a little bit, you have to fight for it.
Up for the Polish vodka, I guess.
Okay.
I'm still in the port at the moment.
I'm still drinking the port, but I mean...
So you have to drink it. So after you port, let me know, because you have to drink this straight.
Okay.
in the little shot glass.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I will have the Polish vodka in the
Okay, you're ready. Yes. All right. Sorry,
I'll go with whatever's the most urgent.
Okay, group two then. Group two.
Group two. So, group two is From Russia With Love. Diamonds Are Forever, License to Kill, and Casino Royale. You've got to say it's a strong group. With one
impossible group, really. I mean, like, Diamonds Are Forever is also quite the worst film ever made.
So are we saying that...
License to Kill is brilliant, but it's not as good as Casino Royale or From Russia With Love. So really, that for me, that's top one is From Russia With Love, and then Casino Royale is second.
I would concur with that. I would put From Russia With Love top, Casino Royale, and narrow second because it is a fantastic film.
Yeah, there's cigarette paper between
them. License to Kill, I think, in any other group, I think it would have got through.
Yeah.
But in this one...
Not in this group.
Not in this group, no.
That's the way the draw comes out.
Unfortunately, because I'd love to put in something that would cause some kind of like discourse here, but I've got to go with that 1, 2, 3, 4. Mm. It is From Russia With Love. It is... Casino Royale second. Yep. It is License to Kill, and Diamonds Are Forever a clear fourth.
And you've got to say it's basically, you know, like if License to Kill, I think we've got to be disappointed with the group they're drawn in because they would have come into this tournament thinking
being confident
we've got a chance.
Get through to the second round.
We can certainly make it through, but no.
So,
I'm quite surprised because like Daniel Craig one is already into the second round now. Mm. So
Craig's showing strong. Connery's showing strong as well. You've got to say.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but also Connery has got a one that finished fourth in the group.
What is this?
Slow gin.
Slow gin. What do I do with this?
Drink it.
Eat it.
How do I drink it?
Slow
as a slow gin.
Don't knock it back, no?
No, just a sip.
No. Thank you for your advice.
You know, this group three, I think, is going to be a bit of...
Right, group three, On Her Majesty's Secret Service, Moonraker, A View to a Kill, and Quantum of Solace.
Okay, well, I already know
Terry,
my choice.
Come on.
Okay, well, On Her Majesty's Secret Service is one of the best James Bond films ever made for me, so that clearly finishes top.
Yeah.
I love Moonraker. I love A View to a Kill.
Terry, can you pass me this?
Yes, of course.
Sorry. Not
Thank
you. One of your drawing cups. This is very cool.
I love all of those films.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go on Her Majesty's Secret Service because I think it's the best.
Spirit?
Moonraker because I love it the most. A second. And then A View to a Kill. Third. Quantum. In fact, the way that that's laid out. Quantum Solace, fourth. But literally, you know.
Fact papers.
It's all up for playing because I think mine. I think there might be a clear winner, but I think the number two might be a tough one because I'm. In the words of a panel show, I couldn't disagree more. I would put him on Her Majesty's Secret Service top of that because I think it is one of the best Bond films ever made. Then I would probably, it's tough, but I would probably then go A View to a Kill second because I love Walken's over the top performance.
Yeah.
Then Quantum of Solace third. And Moonraker 4.
That's a completely wrong.
I'm not a big fan of Moonraker.
Unfortunately, because although I love On a Majesty's Secret Service, if you put the two in front of me, I'd probably end up watching Moonraker.
Wow. Okay. So, okay.
That's bold. That was a bold thing you just said.
It was a bold thing, but then again, I don't care.
You should.
And I will go for A View to Kill third and Quantum of Solace. I really like Quantum of Solace, and I think this is a really tough group.
Yeah,
it's but a tough I'd group. Love Quantum of Solace, but it has to finish bottom of this group.
Again,
So what did we arrive at then?
We finished up, I'm afraid, with On the Majesty's Secret Service. Is going to be top.
Yes.
No matter what I say and my crazy opinions, but Moonraker is second.
Right.
And third place is View to a Kill.
So it's as we drew it out of the pot.
Yeah, unfortunately, View to a Kill does end up going out, which
that's unsatisfying.
It's unsatisfying,
but at the same time, it is accurate.
Yeah.
This is the first like proper disagreement I think we've had on the course of it because
yes.
Yeah,
it is the first evidence of discord between us.
But I think that we're not. I mean, like, far be it from me to be the guy on the balcony on election night. I think we're actually coming out with something that is actually, you know, quite.
Well, I mean, the swingometer on Moonraker there was just off the
beginning.
Scale.
I mean, we know we're.
Oh
this
god,
is the
yeah, the second round is going to become.
It gets really
okay.
The second round.
Group four.
You Only Live Twice. The Man with the Golden Gun. The Living Daylights and Die Another Day.
Mm-hmm. Well, do we all agree on who comes fourth on this group?
Well, that will be Die Another Day.
Yeah. Okay.
The Brosnan canon is weak.
So which one isn't going through to the next round on this one?
Well, I have an immediate hot take and opinion here.
Yeah.
Mine, potentially controversially, but my top choice on this would be The Living Daylights. I think it's a cracking film. One of my favourites, actually. I really love a good Dalton film, and I think The Living Daylights is fantastic. I put that top. I then put Man with the Golden Gun second. I like You Only Live Twice, but it's slightly flawed and it gets a little bit too ridiculous. So I'm going Living Daylights, Man with the Golden Gun, You Only Live Twice, Die Another Day. So, I mean, that
Terry,
throws the proverbial cat amongst the kitchen.
I'm glad Gary went first.
I'm going to go with, You Only Live Twice is one of my favourite films, even though it's sort of quite flawed, truthfully.
Yeah.
I do like it a great deal, so I have to weigh that up. I also have a great deal of love for Man with the Golden Gun as well, even though that's a pretty rubbish film also. In fact, in many ways, they're all terrible.
These are all going out in the next round, aren't they?
Yeah, it's true. So I'm going to place
what are you going to do?
I'm going to place it as Man with the Golden Gun top and Living Daylight second.
Okay, right, so you've gone.
I've created a problem for
you. No, it's fine.
Graham, you could swing this group. The swingometer is poised. Brosnan's canon is unfortunately not there.
Alas, yeah. It's not
I am going, actually, because I love You Only Live Twice.
Mm.
But I love You Only Live Twice really for the visuals and the music and the fight at Kobe Docks. Mm. But a lot of it is very weak. Connery does phone that one in. Mm. And Donald Pleasance is awful. Man with the Golden Gun, though.
I know. Yeah, I realise.
It's awful.
Christopher Lee, though.
Christopher Lee, though. And, but Living Daylights, oh.
The Hall of Mirrors.
One of these
Living Daylights
are
shallow.
Actually, if I was to look at this and say one of these
films. He makes a Golden Gun out of his, like, cigarette lighter.
Yeah.
It's really
not going to see Man with the Golden Gun.
It's a fantastic Kung Fu
get through
fight.
To the next round.
Thank you.
But I am, at the same time, I'm not going to see Living Daylights not going to sing it. So, unfortunately, you only live twice as the one that's going to go. And I think the top of this group, I think for all of us, I think The Living Daylights is top.
And I think one. There is
an
inclusion there.
And I think Man with the Golden Gun is second.
Good for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, and you have to say, that's probably the first real shock that we've had, is a Connery knocked out.
Yeah, looking at
with a Dalton taking a top group.
Yeah, top of the group. And you have to, I mean, Terry, if we were then to cut to the gallery at this point, you've got to say, that's a slight shock.
It is a slight shock, yeah, but at the same time, You Only Live Twice is a weak film. And it was there
It was the group that had two Connerys in, and
In fairness, it was a very, very strong group, and also a very weak group.
It was an even keel group. I think you've got to say that there was no like outstanding. It was there to be taken for a film that kind of.
But I think Graham's right saying that all of that they're not going to make it through to the next round.
Well, we don't know. We don't know. Let's go to group five.
Let's go there.
Group five: Thunderball, For Your Eyes Only, Octopussy, and Spectre.
Right, I'm going to speak here.
Yeah, okay.
You have an opinion?
I'm going to say something that it may be controversial. I'm putting Octopussy top of that group by a street.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get too many arguments with that.
No, there's no controversy there for me. Octopussy tops that group by a country mile for me.
I would want to put For Your Eyes Only second, but there are some genuinely atrocious moments in that film.
There are.
Should not be included.
This is the double moor group, this one.
Thunderball is awful. Genuinely.
It is.
So actually, Spectre gets second for me, but only by default, because to be honest with you, that movie is not a good film. The only reason it's there is because it's a modern film, so it's made by very high standards, and it also doesn't have the atrocious, desperately suspect scenes in it. In For Your Eyes Only.
Terry, I think you're safe because I think you'll be saved and people other than you will be able to put that into that film and you'll be happy enough that they've made it in.
So to follow on from Terry, obviously Octopussy is by far and away the standout.
I'm writing that in
right
now.
I think it's great that we think Octopussy is a better film than Spectre. Can I just say, that's the best thing.
Anybody
that's
who disagrees with this.
Just turn off now and go away.
Stop.
Because your opinions are unwelcome.
You are not welcome here. For me, so this was where it gets slightly tricky for me. I wouldn't put For Your Eyes Only second. That for me would come bottom. It's a weak film, and there are many, many problematic moments. I probably against my best judgment, I do have a very soft spot for Thunderball. It's not a great film, but there are many moments that are very classic Bond in there. And the basic reason that Spectre for me is number two is because it has a train fight on it. Mm. And it's an excellent train fight as
it
well.
It is true, yeah.
And any Bond film that you have train and you have skis in there as well.
Well.
They know what they're doing on there, and it's solid and it delivers, but it's not spectacular. But the train fight for me is what puts Spectre up into number position
I'm
two.
I'm going to say, For Your Eyes Only, I'm afraid. For me, Thunderball finishes bottom of this group.
Yes.
And
yes, I agree with that opinion.
And For Your Eyes Only is the one just above it.
Yeah.
And Spectre, despite its flaws, sneaks into the second round.
Mm. It's a sneak for Craig. And some people might not have seen that one coming, that Craig struggled to go out of that group.
Mm. Do you think so?
I think some people would have looked at that and gone, well, that's a Craig win. But no. Complacency,
possibly so.
I think you would have felt very good to get out of that group. The last group, however, is a really, really tricky one.
And this is a doozy. So we have Dr. No, Live and Let Die, GoldenEye, and Skyfall.
Buddy Hill.
This may be the toughest group.
Is it the cognac? Yeah.
This may be the toughest group, I think, that we've had. So I'm. You know what? Terry and I have gone first on pretty much every single one. So Graham.
Okay. I will.
I'm going to give you a hot potato here.
Throw me a hot potato, and I will tell you how.
Oh Jesus!
Oh right. Okay. I will tell you which route this goes in.
Oh, God.
I don't know if I can finish it.
You know when those babies...
Our audience are struggling with this as well.
They're having a terrible time on this one. I am going for...
Skyfall. Do you want cognac?
Yeah. Okay. What, Skyfall first?
Cognac?
No,
I'm
afraid it's not. Because it's in the middle of Golden Age. Live and Let Die.
The vodka's lovely.
I am saying...
Vodka, but this stuff I'm
going to
struggle with.
Oh, my God. I don't want any of these to be fourth. None of these deserve to be fourth.
No.
We're in other groups where we've had other films winning.
Thank you.
I am saying that.
It's been there so long, it's just gross.
Fourth is Doctor No.
Maybe.
Out of those four films.
I just don't genuinely.
Third from bottom is.
I'm usually pretty good with drinking the end of alcohol.
GoldenEye. Second is Skyfall, yeah. And top is Live and Let Die.
So
you got a top for Live and Let Die for that one.
I've got a top for Live and Let Die. Yeah, I don't care.
This is a slightly racially problematic group. I think. Terry.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go Skyfall top.
Skyfall top.
Yeah. Easily the best.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go for GoldenEye second. Again, both massively polished films.
Yeah.
The problem with Live and Let Die and Doctor No is they're massively agreeable films.
Yeah.
But they're also massively problematic films. Live and Let Die is just horribly racist.
Yes. Well, so is Doctor No.
Doctor No is also horribly racist, but you can just about excuse it for its time. On the other hand,
can you not with Live and Let Die?
I'd just eliminate those two, sadly. Sadly, I'd Live and Let Die.
But which one is going to go?
So I go Live and Let Die third and Doctor No last, which is harsh. But there
well,
it is.
I okay.
Skyfall is the best movie of that form.
So here's where I net out.
Yeah, come
so
on,
far, at least racist anyway.
So I would also say, for me, Doctor No finishes fourth. I mean, there are many problems with it. It's a very enjoyable film, but I think it struggles when it's put up against the others. Then I have real problems. And slightly controversially, third, I would put Skyfall.
Ooh, hello!
I like Skyfall, but it's the Home Alone bit at the end that just slightly... It's brilliant, and then you suddenly get into a bit where you could bring in Macaulay Culkin quite easily into that.
I love the Home Alone bit.
It is brilliant, but I can't knock out GoldenEye for me. For me, GoldenEye is a brilliant film. It's fantastic. But I'm only going to put it second because whilst Live and Let Die is massively problematic, it's also incredibly entertaining. Yeah. And
we had a lot of fun when we did the DVD commentary on it.
It's just a film that I have a lot of love for. So I'm
Live and Let Die is the Italy of this group. It's got through. Despite being awful,
despite basically being racially troubling, Live and Let Die goes through.
Okay.
So, who is the second film? I mean, Live and Let Die has obviously topped with it with two wins.
Well, the second film actually, as it comes out, is Skyfall has six. It's Skyfall. It's Skyfall. GoldenEye's gone out.
Oh, I should have put GoldenEye top.
GoldenEye has gone out.
Oh,
well, you had the opportunity.
Because of that bloody game.
Oh.
Yes. There are no Brosnan films in round two.
Oh, ouch.
So Pierce is out of round two.
And I think, again, if GoldenEye had been in any other group, it would have been with
them. GoldenEye was the one that was...
That is a shock. So
that is harsh.
That's the lack of the draw, though, isn't it?
That is, it is. So, who do we have in round two?
Right, okay. We can have a little, a brief...
Interlude. This will be the musical interlude. The entertainment where
we ensure that we have enough drinks. What have you got to drink?
We have
well, I've got this vodka.
Talon or vodka. Graham, would you like some vodka? Polish vodka?
Can I have some water?
Yes, you can definitely have some water.
Na zdrowie.
Na zdrowie.
Yes, please. I need a glass as well.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
You wanted some vodka?
Guys, do you want to try the butterscotch chocolate? Because that goes really well with spirits.
I will also have some Polish vodka.
And it's incredible as well.
Right.
Have some butterscotch vodka.
Thank you very much. At this point, dear listener, just imagine that there's probably like three people in giant footballs running around the stage, accompanied by some Europop. And Sepp Blatter's probably standing in the sidelines, grinning to himself.
To himself.
Polish vodka.
Nastrovia.
It's
going to be.
It was meant to be bottomless brunch as well.
It's good vodka, that.
It is good vodka.
It is.
Yes.
At least it's.
Yeah, it was exceptionally good vodka.
I just remember, yeah, not bottomless, but.
Fortunately, can I just point out, nobody tonight has made the fatal mistake of having red wine with fish.
Bloody hell. Group C is a double moor.
So, where do we net out to in these groups?
Yes. Actually, Group C is triple moor.
Triple moor?
Triple moor?
Never heard. Oh. I was about to say I never heard of a movie called Triple Moor, but you meant triple moor as in...
So, more is guaranteed one in the semi-finals at least.
So, and you know, it's what Roger would have wanted.
It was, yes. It is.
Lest we forget Spice World the movie.
Hey, no, we should never forget.
He was Roger Moore was in Spice World.
Everyone was in Spice World. Everyone was in Spice World.
I didn't see Spice World the movie. So.
I caught up with VHS at home.
My other home, VHS. Yeah.
You have two homes?
Yeah, in Australia.
You got some moving to do. Oh, in Australia.
Yeah.
Well, that's something to look forward to when you get back.
Yeah, exactly.
It is.
Yeah.
Spice World, the movie.
Yeah. First thing you do is to crank up the old VHS.
Yeah.
And whap it in.
Yeah.
You can get to the exact point where Roger Moore turns up in Spice World, the movie.
Kind of a little bit.
Do they have DVDs in Australia?
They're just played out of kangaroo's pouches.
It's funny you say that, because someone would ask that.
I can't put that on record.
No, we can't go on record. Okay. I'll tell you after when we're
okay. I'd quite like another drink.
Vodka?
Okay, more vodka?
Yeah, I think so.
It's smooth, isn't it?
It is quite smooth, actually, yeah. Okay.
You're looking for some kind of other drink, though?
Yeah, I was looking for something else.
Do you want wine?
I don't know, in fairness.
We can give you some.
Whiskey?
Yeah, no.
Don't go the cognac. It's horrible.
Is it really horrible?
Yeah, horrible.
Okay.
Though this was
I think I would probably quite like a glass of white wine, actually.
Ooh,
but do you have any white wine?
We've only got red, I believe.
Okay.
We have a Rioja.
Oh, well, I don't want to break open anything that's not going to be...
What else do we have? We've got...
okay.
We have brandy.
And we've got cider.
Oh, no, thank you.
Oh,
okay. Cider. I don't wish to be ungrateful, you understand.
We have, yeah.
This bottle
of
lovely.
We also have a bottle of Bolly.
No, don't do it. No, that's fine. Okay, that's fine. I'm fine. I've got my vodka
here.
Yeah,
we have
got my vodka here.
And the Bollinger.
Yeah. I think I'll just have some water. It'll be fine. And I've got my vodka here, so thank you so much.
I put the Bollinger anyway in the fridge.
Why didn't you do that?
Just in case.
Just in case.
Stinky.
Oh, wow.
You stinky.
I feel we
oh
at some
God,
point
you
we're probably.
Out so much.
Well, I think we're ready for Group B now.
At some point,
right,
I think
okay.
We're moving from James Bond to Ab Fab.
Yeah, exactly.
Darling,
yeah.
Where's the bolly?
Darling,
exactly.
darling. Yes. Okay.
Okay, so Who the groups? Group A. Goldfinger.
That was
absolutely that was brilliant.
Genuinely brilliant.
Group A. Oh, a Goldfinger, Honor, Majesty's Secret Service, and Live and Let Die. I mean, that's a tough group.
So, what's at stake here? Winner goes through, yeah? Winner
just goes through. One team goes through to the semifinals.
Okay.
Before we go to that, let's hear Group B. Dramatic music. From Russia With Love, Living Daylights, and Spectre. And Group C, The Spy Who Loved Me, Moonraker, and Live and Let Die, the triple mooring group. And Group D, Casino Royale, Man with the Golden Gun, and Octopussy. I mean, let's face it, these are starting to get tough.
Tough groups.
There are no easy games from this way.
So one, the top group goes through to the semifinals.
Yeah, well, only one team
one
from each
of the semifinals.
Groups.
Okay.
So only one.
Group A. Let's start with Group A, which to me I think is the proper group of death, because this is tough. Goldfinger, Honor, Majesty's Secret Service, and Live and Let Die.
Yeah, we could come up with one each of this, and we'd have to throw it to the floor.
We might have to throw it to the floor.
Okay, yeah. So Graham.
Yeah. For me, out of those three, I love Live and Let Die. I love Honor, Majesty's Secret Service, but I didn't let that one win its group. But Goldfinger. I know it's trite, but for God's sake, it's Goldfinger. Everything else other than that exists because of Goldfinger for me.
Terry.
If you say that, then Goldfinger wins the World Cup.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, that's a
matter of opinion. Against these ones, yeah. It's like Goldfinger is Brazil. Brazil doesn't win every World Cup, does it? It loses 7-1 sometimes at home.
He's right. It's a good point. I'm going to go for on Her Majesty's Secret Service.
See?
Because Honor Majesty's Secret Service is, by some stretch, the best James Bond film ever. So I'm easily going to go over Goldfinger.
However, Gary now.
So I think we're probably agreed that Live and Let Die is bottom.
Are you sure?
Of the group. Bottom.
Come on.
This is tough because...
Going first has suddenly become the easiest thing to do now.
This is actually a horrible place to be in, because I think Goldfinger is,
go with your heart,
for me, one of the best Bond
films. Don't look at the picture.
Made.
Don't look at the print of Goldfinger on the wall, like, right?
I am. Because it's,
you know,
it's
that on
brilliant,
Majesty's Secret,
but
Service,
on a Majesty's Secret
Goldfinger.
Service just trumps it. So I'm going on a Majesty's Secret Service.
Oh my God! This is like Italy versus Brazil, isn't it? No, it's exactly that. Italy versus Brazil in '82. You see, oh my word! On a Majesty's Secret Service has knocked Goldfinger out,
and
understandably so, because you know, on a
Goldfinger got knocked out.
Film.
Oh no!
No, yeah, it was. Even your singing couldn't save it.
Alas, your singing couldn't save the year.
That was a tough group. And actually, I'm quite pained by that.
I think this might be the eventual winner from this group. Anyway, Group B.
Okay, I will go first. I don't want to go last again after that last one.
Read out the options again.
So the options are From Russia With Love, Living Daylights, and Spectre. Okay.
What the hell is that film doing?
For me, Spectre doesn't come anywhere close to the other two. Yeah.
No.
Now, this is really, really problematic for me. Okay. Because I think From Russia With Love is probably one of Connery's best films. But Living Daylights is also really entertaining. And my gut initially said go with The Living Daylights, because The Living Daylights is just so much fun. But I think From Russia With Love is just such a strong, brilliant film.
Yeah.
I've got to go with From Russia With Love.
Right. Am I going next?
By all means.
Yeah. I'm going from Russia With Love. Mm. I love Living Daylights. Spectre is the third film on this list. But yeah, it's lucky to be here with those two films. From Russia With Love is brilliant. Daylight is brilliant.
Put it this way, if you were going to watch anyone on DVD, Spectre would probably come last.
Yeah, if I had these three, the choice of these three, From Russia With Love, I love From Russia With Love. It's one of my favourite films.
Spectre is Bobbins. Living Daylights is a serviceable Bond film. From Russia With Love is a proper movie.
Yeah, and I'm really glad that it's got to the semi-finals as well. Because it's there, like...
I've just noticed something problematic with Group C. Live and Let Die has appeared twice in this.
No, it hasn't.
No, it hasn't. He said.
Oh, right. Oh, shit, it has, isn't it?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I would not be upset to see it come through as a wild card.
Oh, wait. Oopsie, it's Moonraker.
See, this is what happens when you...
This is what happens when you drink large amounts of alcohol and then decide to do a World Cup of James Bond podcast.
I was
going to
say, this is what happens when you do a convoluted draw of Spain 82.
Goldfinger on the Majesty's Secret Service. No! Fucking hell.
Ooh. Who is in group?
Well, actually, it doesn't matter because it was Skyfall.
I mean, still strong. Does that change?
Is that Group A, was it?
Group A.
Do we start with Group A again?
I think we just need to have a very quick rediscussion on this.
All right. We'll talk to we'll start again from Group A.
Group A.
Wait. Let me just check this.
This sounds really complicated. God, you guys.
I could blame Graham for this one.
Yeah, blame me. Okay, start again.
Group A. Goldfinger, On Her Majesty's Secret Service and Skyfall.
Right, well, I think that On Her Majesty's Secret Service is easily the best James Bond film that there's ever been made, so I will put him top of the group.
I will stick with On Her Majesty's Secret Service. Skyfall doesn't change. It's strong, but I would put it at the bottom of the group.
What about Goldfinger? Goldfinger is here.
State your case, Chief. State your case.
Goldfinger is Goldfinger.
Yes, true enough.
Brexit is Brexit.
Goldfinger is a bit of a Brexit response, it's got to be said.
Brexit means Brexit.
Yeah.
Goldfinger means Goldfinger.
Skyfall is good. Skyfall's brilliant.
It's good, but it's not the one.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but honestly, is the better film, though. OHMSS is the better film, though, isn't it? Surely. Well, you know this.
I think there's a 2-1.
No, it's not. It's got the better Aston Martin in it. I will give it that.
No.
It has.
No, you're wrong about that as well.
Oh, no.
Can I just say, I think at this stage you've lost the audience.
DB5 is not the best Aston Martin ever.
I would disagree with that. I'd say the DB4 is better.
So your latest movie being better because of a bloody car.
Yeah.
This is Bond films.
This is a good point.
We will always...
Bond has everything. His watch, his car.
Yeah, I know.
His gun.
But Bond is also very,
he's
very...
He's gone.
A Walter PPK? I think there's a 2-1 in On Her Majesty's Secret Service. And if anything...
On Her Majesty's Secret Service is weird.
So Group B, we know from Group B that is From Rush With Love. So Group C is The Spy Who Loved Me, Moonraker and Live and Let Die. Triple mooring, Terry.
Right, so... once again, Spy Love Me, Moonraker.
Live and Let Die.
Oh. Yeah, I wasn't prepared for that.
The music is kind of giving you a clue, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so.
I mean, this is tough.
I think I've said earlier on that I don't particularly... I think I like Live and Let Die, but I think it's an unworthy film. So it would really be between Spy Who Loved Me and Moonraker. So I'd go with Spy Who Loved Me because I think it's...
Yeah, because you're playing for the masses, aren't you?
Come on. Moonraker and Spy Who Loved Me are basically the same film. So I would go for Spy Who Loved Me because it's sort of like slightly better. So
tough. I mean, mine is completely reversed because I would... I'm not a massive fan of Moonraker, as regular listeners of this podcast know.
Yes, as we all
know. As we all know. We'll recycle that one again. That would be bottom. Yeah. Yeah. Spy Who Loved Me would be second and Live and Let Die would be first. I enjoy Live and Let Die far too much to not put it top.
I'm going to put Spy Who Loved Me top. Spy Who Loved Me top is going to be...
Spy Who Loved Me goes through.
Spy Who Loved Me goes through. spy who loved me. Right, okay. We've only got
alcohol.
Okay, no. Group D.
No, they don't.
Casino Royale, Man with the Golden Gun, and Octopussy.
Okay, I'm going to say that the one on the top of this group is Casino Royale.
Yeah, Casino Royale is easily the best film out of those three.
Who would you
put second? They're all great movies.
They're all great films.
Well, I mean, Man with the Golden Gun is a shit movie, frankly. But Octopussy and Casino Royale are genuinely great movies. But of the two, Casino Royale is the best.
They're not talking to me now.
I would be... I mean, Casino Royale's through. So on that basis, I'm just going to give Octopussy a little nudge to the top. I love that film so much.
Good, yes, good. You have the benefit of doing that. But
and then Casino Royale will be second. Man with the Golden Gun is distinctly average compared to the rest of
No them. One would take us seriously if we put anything out of Casino Royale.
Do you know, it's lovely because in the semi-finals, we've got four different Bonds.
This is marvellous. And no Pierce Brosnan.
Yes.
But no Pierce Brosnan.
No Pierce Brosnan. But Pierce Brosnan's
cannon has failed to fire.
We do have George Lazenby versus Sean Connery. That's not going to be very easy for George, I'm afraid. We have George Lazenby versus Roger Moore. And Sean Connery versus Daniel Craig. Oh, that's going to be difficult. In these two films. As well.
What is the
Sean Connery film is From Russia With Love.
Piers.
Right, okay. So, the semi-finals are...
On Her Majesty's Secret Service versus The Spy Who Loved Me and From Russia With Love versus Casino Royale.
Oh, that's getting harder to drink.
It's tough. And this is getting harder to decide from. So, semi-final one. Graham, do you need another drink to be...
Yeah, you I go thought into my little glass. Oh, is that mine one? Is it?
Give me some vodka. He'll be fine.
Some vodka will help me through this.
Yeah. Surely it's just on Her Majesty's.
Did Anne make you open up the butterscotch chocolate?
Yeah. I don't see any other result.
No.
The final is on Her Majesty's Secret
Service versus the other film. Right,
we know where the audience wants to go. The audience wants to go Lazenby.
Yes.
Graham.
First semi-final on the Manchester Secret Service versus Spy Who Loved Me. Oof. I'm going to go for Spy Who Loved Me. I don't care. And if you two want to overrule me, then you can do.
So
I'm putting it down here, okay?
We'll just go ahead and overrule
you. I will leap in and saying out of the four of the films that are in the semi-final, Spy Who Loved Me is my least favourite of all of them. And I think, actually, if On Her Majesty's Secret Service was up against either of the other two in the semi-final, it would be a lot tougher, but it's fairly easy for me. On Her Majesty's Secret Service is top.
Right, okay, one.
So On Her Majesty's Secret Service is a much more mature film.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's got James Bond, he gets married, he falls in love.
Yeah.
The actors are much, much better, the storyline is much better, the plot is much, much better than Spy Love. Spy Love Me is a wonderful comic book James Bond film, but On Her Majesty's Secret Service is a much more mature film, and it's got Diana Rigg in it, so frankly I'm not quite sure why anyone would genuinely so On Her Majesty's Secret Service is you know considerably the better movie than Spy Love Me.
So semi-final two.
I'm astonished that you actually arrived at a different conclusion actually. From Russia With Love? I suspect you're being contrarian as well. Yeah.
There's always somebody. From Russia With Love versus Casino Royale.
Well, this is a tough one.
Yeah. I need to go last because I need time to consider.
Do you really?
Oh, do you want to go last? Do you know what? We're in your house, I think we'll give you that.
Well, I'll go first then in that case.
Okay.
I'll go with Casino Royale.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tough one, though. It is a tough one because there's nothing between those two movies. But I'm going to go with Casino Royale. But in fairness, it's unfair because... It's a 2006 movie, whereas From Russia With Love is like 1964.
And you made it incredibly easy for me.
Russia.
Right.
Because Gary has decided to go last, I can now say, for me, it's From Russia With Love. Because you know, that fight scene on the train, you know, him and Red Grant.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
It is amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. Yeah, and like, you cannot decide. For me, that film.
Yeah, no, no. I mean, you can't make it.
Yeah, it is brilliant. And this one should. Oh, yeah, my wife is screaming with me.
Russia!
But and Terry's wife is also disagreeing with my wife. Maybe she's why it's so good. Oh, it is like so. Unfortunately, Gary, it's down to you to decide which one gets to the final to play on the Majesty's Secret Service for the best Bond film ever.
So for me, Cinderella has so many brilliant moments.
Come on, I've got two of them here in front of me. Which
and
one are you
going to
watch?
It's tough because Casino Royale, there's an amazing car chase. You have Mads Mikkelsen, who's a fantastic villain.
Vespa. It's got Vespa Lind in it.
But From Russia With Love does have I love a fight sequence on the train. Oh. Rosa Klebb is a fantastic villain. You've got a boat chase as well with oil drums.
Oh, man alive, you've got everything in that.
And From Russia With Love, for me, it's the point before Bond starts getting OTT. It's a brilliant spy movie. It's got confidence. They know what they're doing. It's really engaging. You've got Karen Bay. I think From Russia With Love is just tops it. So yeah. From Russia With Love knocks up Casino Royale.
Oh, that is a big surprise. That Daddy. Is a total yeah, surprise.
From Russia With Love is a fantastic film.
Yes.
It is one.
It is
one of the best Bond films ever made. As seen by the fact it's made it all the way through to the final.
You do realise that we could actually have just not done this and just arrived at this final.
No. This is a scientific method.
This is a validation of our...
This is the
method. This is a vindication of our...
Can I quickly ask, are we having a third place
Bond?
Playoff?
No.
Yeah, of course we can have a third place playoff. Let's have a third place playoff between The Spy Who Loved Me and Casino Royale.
A Casino Royale.
Casino Royale.
Not even Casino Royale.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah.
The third best Bond
that
film.
That doesn't placate anyone. Everyone who really, was really, really angry.
That was the most
How do you feel about the fact that Casino Royale is third? You don't really care. So, you're not very happy.
If I was going to sit down and watch one, I'd watch Casino Royale, so I don't really care about your opinions, quite frankly.
These are reasonable views.
These are reasonable views. Yes, this is why we don't put a microphone on it.
So, we have the final. Just a recap, George Lazenby, one-time shot, and on Her Majesty's Secret Service, he's made it all the way through to the final, up against From Russia With Love, the second Connery film. So, gentlemen, where do we go?
Well, Terry, you got to go first. I went first in
Why
the
do
semis.
I have to go first?
I went first in the semis.
I think you're Russia With Love.
Do you think so?
Yeah, you seem to really love it.
Yeah.
Lots of passion.
What do you think?
But you're going to go on Her Majesty's Secret Service because you've said earlier twice. Mm. It's
I have.
The best Bond film
but
ever.
Yes. When it's up against
From Russia With Love. Thank you for listening to me.
See, I have been listening. I'm ignoring your opinions, but I have been listening.
Okay, fine. You know what? If Terry's struggling, I am not struggling.
Okay.
And I'm going to put my early score in, and I'm going to go with From Russia With Love.
Yep.
Because I think On Her Majesty's Secret Service is a fantastic film. But From Russia With Love almost has that slight purity of Bond. As I say, it comes back
Karen
to what
Bay.
I just said before.
Yeah.
Before you hit that point of Bond becomes very self-knowing and referential. And you know, potentially you could put From Russia With Love up against Goldfinger and you'd really struggle between the two. But for me, From Russia With Love is the point of Bond hitting a stride and hitting where it is. And there are so many brilliant moments. It's such a watchable film. I could talk about From Russia With Love all day, and more so than On Her Majesty's Secret Service, so I'm going From Russia With Love.
Is Secret Service the one that has the parachute?
No, that's Spy Who Loved Me. It has a bobsleigh chase, which obviously counts for a lot.
So, aforementioned bobsleigh chase, ski chase, car chase.
Lazenby in a kilt.
Lazenby in a kilt, thank you. Diner rig.
Yeah.
Tony Savalas.
Yeah.
As Blofeld. Best Blofeld.
Yes.
Of all the Blofelds.
Yeah. You are listing
Christoph.
You are listing good things.
Yeah.
However, and I would say as well, Robert Shaw.
You need to watch The Sting.
If you want to put all those up against Robert Shaw, then...
Yeah.
God, okay, yeah, fine. Names. But... Yeah.
Karen Bay.
Yeah, yeah.
Gypsy
yeah.
Fights. Gypsy, come on. Gypsy
Red Grunt. Oh.
Red yeah. Grunt, yeah, come on. Yeah, look, yeah. Look, knives yeah. coming out the end of shoes. Mm. Come on. Mm.
Lord. He had come lots on. Of guts.
Oil barrels.
I'm still going with Unimagined Secret Service.
Graham, you have the deciding vote. So we have one all in there.
Graham. Well, it behooves me to say that, unfortunately, earlier on in this competition, I put Unimagined Secret Service lower than another film and up against From Russia With Love. Unfortunately, From Russia With Love wins. Sorry, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
It's very, very close. I'm interested, though, because obviously From Russia With Love wins this, and it's a deserved winner because it's come through everything. And we've discussed this fully, and we've thrown it to the floor, the baying crowd here.
The baying crowd.
Yeah,
and they are baying.
Rotten fruit and everything.
Yeah, because they believe the Casino Royale's right. And this is why you should never trust democracy.
Yes, exactly. But however, on a Magic Secret Service versus Casino Royale, it's a difficult choice. That is a really good film. That is a fantastic film. And that is a fantastic film.
I would
film.
Say that A Magic Secret Service is a more watchable film than Casino Royale.
Would you?
Oh. Yeah. I think,
Terry, you love that film too much. I think Diana Rigg has far too much of an effect on you. But I think we have a valid winner.
I think the thing about Casino Royale is it's got that sort of like break in the movie.
From Russia With
it
Love.
Seems to come to an end, and then it doesn't end. It sort of like goes on for another 20 minutes. Whereas A Magic Secret Service doesn't do that. Yeah, so the movie doesn't really sort of like, you know, do that. So that's how I'd see it.
Essentially, while we have one dissenting voice, I think it's from a 2-1 majority, which the Supreme Court would accept, we have a winner, which is From Russia With Love.
Yay!
Which is
I'm happy to accept that result myself.
Yeah. The best Bond film ever.
Yeah.
So
who was the Bond?
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
So as Robbie Williams said, we are all honorary Sean Connerys.
What song?
Millennium. Do you not remember that? This is when Robbie Williams rapped in Millennium.
Yeah.
Millennium. Let's get it.
We have it there. The top three Bond films are From Russia With Love, On Her Majesty's Secret Service, and Casino Royale. And I think we can all, and fourth, The Spy Who Loved Me. And I think we can all say these are...
Well, that's a fine top four. There's no arguing with that top four.
If you were going to sit and watch four Bond films...
I think we're all right.
I think basically...
But in a more accurate way, I'm right.
Absolutely.
I think we've all enjoyed the experience.
So join us on the next podcast when we'll be doing a minute-by-minute of Klaus Hergesheimer's appearances in Diamonds Are Forever. Join us for the live blog on that one, listeners. But we will leave it there. We won't do too much in terms of a wrap-up because, frankly, who needs to see Mark Prugach and the rest of the team discussing things to Kingdom Come? But what we will say is From Russia With Love is the best Bond film. And if you haven't seen it, you should go and watch it. If you have seen it, go and watch it again. And if you've seen it lots of times, well, you're right, essentially, is what we're saying. So thank you very much for sticking with us, listeners. We have been the Odd Job Pod. We have settled once and for all the definitive James Bond film is From Russia With Love. Thank you to Terry. Thank you to Graham. Thank you to our very patient audience tonight. Thank you to my alcohol collection. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you to your alcohol.
Thank you, Gary.
The Odd Job Pod will return.
never asked a question.
Okay.
We have all the time in the world, darling.
Okay,